ورحمة الله وبركاته. وفضل الأمر إلى الله إن الله وسيم بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله الطوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العظيم الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلوا واشربوا ولا تصرفوا إنه لا يحب المصرفين. سلامات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
The Friday best of the day of believers, the day of worshippers, the day of dua, the day of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of reward, especially the Friday that is in the holy month of Ramadan, one of the best Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercies upon you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your du'as and worships. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Qulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made us human being, who granted us brain and thinking and planning power, we must be thankful to Him. And part of the iman is thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other part of iman, that is the patience, sabr. So sabr and shuk, both are completing and perfecting the iman of a believer. So this month, the month of fasting, and anyone who is fasting is proceeding himself on the path of taqwa. Because this is the ultimate purpose of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been prescribed for you, and what will be the result? La'allakum tattaqoon. So possibly, perhaps you will become pious, you will become muttaqi. But the path of taqwa is also dependent on sabr and shuk. Especially the fasting, this is also related with sabr. So in our ordinary life, when we are not in the month of Ramadan, the same thing, we are permitted to eat, permitted to drink, permitted to have. But when we are fasting, we are not allowed to eat and to drink. So it means we are obeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are reflecting our patience. When we are hungry, when we are thirsty, but still we are not eating, we are not drinking, we are reflecting our love and obedience and showing our patience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is a training period. This is a training course. So as we are developing patience and tolerance, and at the same time we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who granted us this month, the month of fasting, and granted us all other His bounties, we are thankful to Him. So during this training course, what we have developed, we need to apply in coming months and coming days after the month of Ramadan. So it is not as we are celebrating Eid, so everything we have to forget. Whatever we developed, so that should we have to throw away. No, this is a training period to apply these good things and good habits and patience and thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the rest of the days. This month also, this is very important, we should not waste anything. We have, because every second of this month, that will be counted. Where did we spend? And we can get as much as is possible during this month. Our breathing, our sleep, our worship, our fasting, our recitation of Quran, our good deed, everything is being counted and will be rewarded 10 times, 70 times, 700 times, and even countless times. So every moment and every second and every minute of this month, that is important for us. So likewise, every pound and every penny of our wealth and possession, that is important. This fast will not be accepted if we are not going to pay Zakat al-Fitrah. So this fasting, acceptance of fasting is related with the paying of Zakat, paying of that money that is going towards poor and orphan people. If we are not helping them, if we are not paying money, so this worship is useless. And again, Salat and the Zakat both are interrelated. If a person is very, very punctual and regular at Salat, praying regularly every day, but not paying Zakat, not helping the poor people, not doing charity, so that will not be accepted. So during this month, whatever the people they are using for their dress, they are using for their food, they are using for their drinks, or anything that is halal and they are using, so they are not being accountable at the day of judgment. We can use. But this is the time when we can earn a lot. We can change ourselves. We can make our future. This is the month, especially Laylatul Qadr, when rest of the year, what is, how much is our life, that will be written in this month. How much wealth we will get in coming 11 months, so that will be written in this month. And what kind of the things we are going to face and how much success and failure we will have, so that will be written in the Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. So we have to prepare ourselves to get maximum when the doors of treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open. So we have to ask Him, we have to make ourselves able to get something when everything is ready to come towards us. But at the same time, kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. We can eat, we can drink, but at the same time we shall not waste. We shall not waste time, we shall not waste resources, we shall not waste our life, we shall not waste those things we are using in our food and in our drinks. So especially while we are fasting, so automatically we are using less water as compared to the ordinary days. So we are saving water. Maybe we are not saving food because during the day we are not eating, but at the time of iftar and after that, maybe we are eating more than what we have not eaten. So again, we need to be patient while we are breaking the fast or while we are eating food before the starting of fast. We need to control, but at least from the waters and drink wise, we are using less. Here are a few tips how we can save the water, because the coming war will be on water, and water is very important. As already I have told you, so we all will be questioned, how and where we have wasted this water. Holy Soli, life is dependent on water. Whether they are plants or animals or microscopic animals or the human being, anything that is living thing, that the life is dependent on water. So as a whole, we human being, we have the planning power. We have the managing power of the water. The plants and animals, though they are depending on the human being. So mainly we are responsible how much water we are saving and how much water we are wasting. So usually nowadays, in the kitchen, people are using dishwasher. And in dishwasher, a lot of water is being wasted. So until and unless that dishwasher is not full, there is no need to use. So we can use the old technique. When there was no dishwasher, people were washing the utensils. They were washing plates and everything. So when there are one or two or even four or five or even 10. So instead of using dishwasher, we can use a manual method, or we can use as already we were using. So this is the one way how we can save the water. But the dishwasher, that is, if we can invest, that is Energy Star. So that type of dishwasher, that company's dishwasher, so they use less water as compared to the other. Number two, when we are brushing our teeth, so at that time usually, when we put the toothpaste on brush, and we make wet our brush, so we open the tap and water is going on and we are busy with our teeth. So we are wasting the water. So just when the brush is wet, we need to close the tap. And in this way, we can save a lot of water. And also, when we are using even the same dishwasher, the material, the chemical we are using, that is also important. So if we use biodegradable soap, while using washing machine or dishwasher, especially the seventh generation, so that is quite helpful to reduce the amount of water. At the same time, the result is good. And other time when we are wasting water, that is usually those people who shave, whether men or women, so when they are shaving, so again the water is open. We can control or we can close the tap at that time, and in this way we can save the water. The next is, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So usually in the toilet, and when we flush one time a toilet, we are using 10 gallons of water. So one flush is equal to 10 gallons of water. So if there is no need, then there is no need to flush the toilet. And maybe until and unless, maybe instead of whenever anyone is going and maybe just using for urine and they are flushing, so could be waited, and instead of every time anyone is going and flushing, it could be reduced, and in this way many liters, maybe 200 liters we can save water from the toilet every day. So this is important source, especially those people who are getting their bills through the meter reading. So they can reduce their bill from the toilet as well. And the car wash, nowadays, again it is from the government. People cannot use their water to wash their cars, otherwise they will get penalty. But usually those people who are washing their car, from their house water. So instead of washing on the road, they can wash in their garden. And if there is place, the car can go into the garden. So then that the same water will be used for the garden grass as well. And at the same time, the people are using washing the car as well. But again, the use of biodegradable soap, that is simple greens car wash, if that is used, so that is good for garden grass. At the same time, that is good to wash car as well. Next, that is the leaky toilets or leaky faucets. When the water is being leaked from any pipe, so usually a leaky toilet can waste up to 200 gallons of water during a day. 200 gallons, almost 800 liters during a day. Water drops are coming out and people are not paying attention. So just chasing the water tap, they are leaving. But on the other side, maybe that one tap, if they exchange, if they change, if they remove, so that will cost less as compared to the water they are wasting. So they will get the bill. They are paying more. Number two, the same water that many other people can use, so we are wasting that water. So this is a big, big amount. 200 gallons water is leaked from one pipe if the water is dipping down. The bath time, that is also important. So bath time is no longer fun time. It wastes the unnecessary amount of water. An average shower uses 1/5 of the amount of water that is needed for a bath. So if you are using shower, so you are using 1/5 less water as compared if you are using the tub. And that is taking more amount of water. And in this way, or we can save this water. And the last point, that is the using of hot water. When you are making a water hot, so you are using energy in the form of electricity or in the form of gas. So if you are using a lot of amount of hot water, then you are using water, you are using gas, so double energy you are using. The best thing is, until and unless it is not very, very necessary to use hot water, and most of the time hot water is not good for our skin as well, for our hairs as well, hot water is not good. So until and unless hot water is not necessary, we should avoid to use hot water. Otherwise we are wasting the water, we are wasting the energy as well. So inshallah, these were different tips, how practically, what were different solutions, how practically we can save water, we can save energy, we can save our money. When we are saving water, lot of other living things can use same water if we are saving. So this is hal jazaul ihsan illa ihsan. If you are doing favor to someone, so others will do favor to you. So if your intention is this water, everyone, every living thing has the right in this water. So if we are not wasting for others, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. And especially this month is the month of practice. So why not this good lesson and this good habit we have to learn during this month, how practically we can save water. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa amil al-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد، وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم عجل ظهور إنهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأطمئن لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. The best of the advice for all believers, especially during the month of fasting and the day of Friday, we need to adopt taqwa. That is the purpose why we have been created. And taqwa is when our heart is full of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually, when we are having fear of police or camera on the roads, we are not crossing red light. We are not crossing the speed limit because we believe and we are in certain position and condition that camera will take our picture and we will be fined. So this is yaqeen and iman. So when we believe something will happen, so usually we are avoiding. So as a Muslim we believe there is day of judgment. As a Muslim we believe one day we all will die. So when we will die, we need to prepare ourselves. After death, so the moment of death is not easy. How the soul is taken out, that is not easy. But when the people are in the grave, the angels, they will come and they will ask question. And especially the day of judgment, that is the day of accountability. So when we believe, all this accountability will happen, then we need to prepare ourselves and we need to restore something that could help us in grave, that could help us at the day of judgment. And something that can help us, that's really a perfect believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we are, He is watching us, He is observing us, He is writing down each and everything what we are doing. So when everything is being observed and recorded, especially what is the condition of our heart, قلب المؤمن عرش الرحمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is looking in the heart of the believers. What is in the heart of the people? If that is full of backbiting, or kufr, or shirk, or hatred against the believers. So what kind of filth and garbage is filled if heart is not pure, not tahir? Then, so definitely that heart will not be appreciated next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need taqwa. And the best way of taqwa is we are concerned with our heart. Our heart must pump with the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we are doing, whatever we are thinking, wherever we are, theoretically we say, yes, Allah is everywhere. But practically when we are committing sins, when we are committing crimes, at that time we don't care. Allah is watching us. So if we believe He is watching, then we need to stop from any sin, from any crime, and we need to do what He is waiting for. And the best thing is, our heart, that should be pure, that should be clean, full of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when heart is full in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then person is obedient to Allah. He is servant of Allah. He is doing whatever is making happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Oh, the people, if you are claiming you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then فَاتَّبِعُونِي, you have to do obedience and ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any worship, any love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is zero. That is nothing. This is Quran. Allah has put this condition. All those who are claiming that they are loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are worshipping Allah, nothing will be accepted until and unless they are muti, they are true obedient servant to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah said, after him are 12 successors. So everyone should follow them, so that Rasulullah should be happy. Fasting is sunnah of Rasulullah. Quran is miracle of Rasulullah. 14 centuries have been passed, still every day people are reading, and every day Quran is coming with new light, with new knowledge, with new information. And this is true miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one message from Quran and the same message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran, that is the miracle of Rasulullah, that is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Quran says, أَرَعَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. Have you observed, have you seen those people who are pushing away to the orphans? Who are pushing away the orphans? Those people who have lost their mommy or daddy, there is no one to take care of them. And when they are coming to the believer, to the Muslim, instead of supporting them, instead of giving them love, they are throwing them away. They are taunting, or they are even sometimes they are oppressing many people. Even when they see these people have no one, they are occupying their houses, they are occupying their property if they have anything left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَعَيْتَ الَّذِي يُقَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. As you read in Surah Hamd, Malik Yawmiddin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner and master and authority of the day of judgment. Ad-Din, that is the day of judgment. And here, anyone who is rejecting to the orphan, Allah says, they are rejecting to the day of judgment. It means they are rejecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, especially during this month, we need to ponder, we need to think about those orphans. So in different parts of the world, especially in Pakistan, thousands of families, head of the families have been killed. So their widows, their children, their yatim, there is no one who is taking the Asia, the Africa, that is not like this, you know. So there is not any government, there is not anyone who should come and support these orphans and these families. So as a believer, we need to think. We need to give that part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, amana, the wealth, the time Allah has given to us. We need to give that time and that wealth to the orphans, to the poor people, especially during this month. And if you are thinking, how we can give? Just watch different television. Every night, different charities are sitting, and every night people are donating. So they are just like you. If every night different charities are coming and getting, so people, if they can pay, why not we? We can pay. But the Prophet said, anyone who will help an orphan, he will stay in paradise with me like these two fingers. Prophet pointed like these two fingers. Anyone who will support, anyone who will become guardian of orphan, will stay in paradise with Rasulullah like these two fingers. Very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith, it has been said, anyone who will put his hand with love on the head of an orphan, and all hairs which will come under that hand, for every hair that will be under the hand, so those people who are kind enough or clever enough, so instead of putting their hand, they are moving their hand on the hand of the orphan. But for every hair that will come under the hand, one sin will be forgiven, one level will be raised, and one reward will be given. Just putting hand on the head of an orphan. So really, whenever anyone is oppressor, zalim, koi bhi shakhs jab zalim hota hai aur kisi yatim par zulm karta hai, aur yatim jab rota hai, عرش خدا ہل جاتا ہے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی فرشتوں کو مخاطب ہو کے کہتا ہے کہ تم دیکھ رہے ہو کہ اس یتیم بچے پر کہ جس کا باپ اس وقت قبر میں سویا ہوا ہے اور اس پر ظلم ہو رہا ہے, اور اس وقت اگر کوئی شخص آ کے اس بچے کو پیار کرتا ہے تو اللہ فرشتوں سے مخاطب ہو کے کہتا ہے کہ اس شخص کو دیکھ لو, گواہ رہنا, روز محشر میں اس کو اتنا نوازوں گا کہ لوگ حیران رہ جائیں گے, اس لیے کہ اس کا باپ بھی نہیں تھا اور لوگ اس پر ظلم کر رہے تھے, اور ایسے مظلومیت کے وقت میں اس شخص نے اس یتیم پر جس کا کوئی نہیں تھا اس کا سہارا بنا ہے. ہم جانتے ہیں کہ 80 سے لے کر اب تک کتنے لوگ ایسے ہیں کہ جن کو شہید کر دیا گیا ہے, ان کی فیملیز اجڑ گئی ہیں, بچے یتیم ہیں, ان کی ایجوکیشن کا, اخراجات کا بہت سارے مسائل ہیں. اسی طرح آپ سیریا میں دیکھیں, عراق میں دیکھیں, بحرین میں دیکھیں, افریقہ میں دیکھیں, مختلف آبی برما میں دیکھیں, کتنے لوگ ایسے ہیں کہ جو یتیم ہو رہے ہیں. بہرحال ایک طرف جہاں میں ظلم کے خلاف آواز اٹھانی چاہیے وہاں ان یتیموں کو, اور ایسا نہیں ہے کہ ہمارے مال میں کمی آ جائے گی. اللہ جب تک مال نہیں دیتا تب تک گھر مہمان نہیں بھیجتا, اللہ تب تک کسی سائل کو کسی کے پاس نہیں بھیجتا جب تک اس کے پاس دینے کے لیے کچھ نہ ہو. یقیناً ہمارے پاس ہے صرف بات دل کی ہے, محبت کی ہے, عبادت کی ہے, عشق خدا کی ہے, جو جتنا اللہ کے اوپر ڈیپینڈ کر کے توکل کر کے دے دیتا ہے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اس کو یہاں بھی نوازے گا اور آخرت میں بھی نوازے گا. پروردگار سے دعا ہے کہ خصوصاً امام حسن علیہ السلام کا بھی ولادت کی رات آ رہی ہے. امام حسن علیہ السلام نے کئی بار اپنے گھر کا پورا سامان غریبوں کو دے دیا. ایک سال دعا مانگ رہا تھا, اے اللہ میں نے 10,000 درہم جو قرض دینا ہے میری مدد کر. اور اس نے امام حسن سے ڈائریکٹ بھی نہیں مانگا تھا, لیکن امام حسن علیہ السلام نے سنا, گھر جا کے 10,000 درہم اٹھایا اور اس کو دے دیا. ایک اور سال کو 50,000 درہم بھی دیے اور پھر اس کو اپنی ابا بھی دی اور کہا کسی کو لے آؤ گے اگر تم سے اٹھتا نہیں ہے تو اپنی ابا جو ہے اس اٹھانے والے کو اجرت کے طور پہ بھی دے دی. امام حسن علیہ السلام جن سے ہم محبت کرتے ہیں تو ان کی سیرت سے بھی اور اسی طرح اس ماہ مبارک رمضان سے بھی ہمیں جو ہے اس میں چاہے فطرانہ ہو, چاہے زکوٰۃ ہو, چاہے خمس ہو, چاہے چیریٹی ہو, ہمیں کوشش کرنی چاہیے, اس لیے کہ اس ماہ میں جو جتنا دے گا پروردگار بہت زیادہ عطا کرے گا, اور اس ماہ کا ایک عمل جو ہے وہ 700 گنا سے بھی زیادہ ہوتا ہے. پروردگارا ہم سب کی عبادات کو منظور و مقبول فرما, ہم سب پہ اپنی رحمتوں کی بارش فرما. پروردگارا اس دنیا میں جتنے مظلوم ہیں, شہداء ہیں, بیوہ یتیم ہیں, ان کی مدد فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے رزق روزی میں اضافہ فرما, ظالمین کے شر سے انسانیت کو محفوظ و مامون فرما, پرچم اسلام کو سرفرز فرما, امام زمان علیہ السلام کا جلد ظہور فرما. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, انا اعطیناک الکوثر فصل لربك وانحر ان شانئك هو الابتر. اللهم صل على محمد.